This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning, or afternoon, or lunchtime, or dinner, or whatever time it is. That's the joy about podcasts. You can listen to them whenever you want. Now, in the background, you might hear some birds. They sound like budgies, but they're not. I'm actually in the Bahamas right now. I'm sipping on a cocktail, and I just took a moment out of my very busy schedule to put this podcast together for you. And I really appreciate that you're even listening, because, probably shouldn't mention this, but there are millions and trillions of podcasts out there, and you have chosen to download ours, and we really appreciate that. I think you'll find that you've made a really good decision. This week, as usual, we talk about Kylie Minogue, of course, the only Kylie. There's Kylie Jenner, but no thank you. And it only takes us about 6 minutes to bring up Kylie Minogue. When I say us, I mean Ben. But only moments after that, while we're setting records, because that was a record 6 minutes, Ben decides that he's going to bring up Toy Story. Now, when you think Toy Story, you think Woody, right? How long do you think it is until Ben makes an innuendo in regards to Woody? I'll tell you, 1 minute. 1 minute he takes to make an innuendo. And he goes for the trifecta too, because not only does he do that, he also mentions Kylie again, and he goes for the gay stereotype. So well done, Ben. You're nailing it. Ben's feeling very musical in this episode. He does sing quite a few times. Now, you will notice that he has dropped an album, well, at least a single. And when I say dropped it, I mean dumped it, if I'm honest with you. You are in for a treat when you hear this. You're gonna love it. Probably, maybe, maybe not. Anyway, let's just get into this. Enjoy the show. You are listening to Ben and Gabe at Joy. We're locked up in a little room together. I've been trying to hug Ben all morning because it's freezing. He doesn't want a bar of it.
No, get away from me. Someone who didn't want a bar of me before was a homeless man, because it was so cold I curled up with him. He was like, get out of my bed.
Okay, I guess. So you've been early for work and you thought, you know what I might do? I might get under this sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Oh, well, you know, everyone gets rejected sometimes.
Yes. We've got a great show coming up for you this morning. We're going to be talking about Israel Folau.
Yes.
If you haven't heard enough about it.
I'm going to talk about it some more, but I tell you what, sick of talking about it. What an idiot.
Yeah.
What an absolute moron. Sorry, should I not say that?
Are you talking about the Australian Christian lobby, or are you talking about Israel Folau?
All of the above, I guess.
All of the above, yeah.
Yeah, they all have a little piece of that pie, I reckon.
And we're also going to be chatting about the latest character that's going to be in Play School.
Yes.
Really soon.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a groundbreaker, I'd say.
It is. We've been talking a lot about progressive kids shows.
Yeah.
And this is not a gay character at Play School, although that would be very interesting.
That would be great.
But they are going to unveil a new character in July, so we're going to tell you all about it.
I'm also angry at hipsters. I've had it up to here. I'm through with hipsters.
Oh, sick of hearing about hipsters too, but we're going to talk about that. What are you sick of?
Also, we're catching up on each other's lives, because that's what we do.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I want to hear what you've been up to this week. Mm. Do you want to give me some clues at all?
I went to a children's movie.
All right.
People must think that we just like drink chocolate milk all day and just have tantrums.
How good is chocolate milk though?
Chocolate milk is delicious.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie.
And we're Sophie Tucker.
And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Ben, I haven't been in touch with you much this week because we've both been flat out.
It's like that song, We Don't Talk Anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We Don't Talk Anymore.
So at least 2.5
Isn't
hours
a week.
Isn't it
great when I sing?
Yeah, it's really great. You should really get into more singing stuff, Ben. It's weird though, because you're such a bad dancer, so I don't know how that works. But let me know what you've been up to. What have you been doing?
I went to a movie the other night. I went to see Toy Story 4.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm going to rate it 4.5 Kylies out of 5.
Nice.
It was great.
Did you go to the matinee session?
I did go to the matinee session. No, I went in the evening.
Okay.
I did cheapo night.
Tuesdays.
TA Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mondays they usually do it. They have TA Tuesdays as well.
Tell me all about it. Was it good? Was it bad?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was heartwarming. It had a beautiful ending. Everyone should go see it.
Yeah.
I won't give any spoilers to anyone who hasn't seen it, but they almost kind of, they make it come full circle, because this one's supposedly meant to be the last movie of the series.
The last one?
Until they want to make more money and they think of a new way to do another sequel in a couple years' time.
Yeah, yeah. Woody might do a spin-off series or
Woody
something
might
like that.
Do a spin-off. I love Woody.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not.
The character. Anyway,
yes, of course, of course. No innuendo to be seen.
I did cry in it, though.
You did?
Yeah.
What? You cried in a kid's show?
Is that, like, normal?
I think perhaps you should go talk to someone.
People were sobbing in the theatre. Really? Like, people were actually sobbing in the theatre. Like, you could hear, you know, that sound of people crying. You could actually hear it in the background. Like,
oh, no. I hate that. I hate when I go out to be entertained and they make me cry.
But is that normal to cry during a kid's movie for adults? It's not.
No.
It's not. It kind of reminds me of when I used to cry on Sunday nights watching health insurance commercials.
Are you a bit repressed? Are you emotionally repressed, do you think?
Possibly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I love it. That's adorable, Ben.
What do you think about movie seating, like allocations for seating?
Very important.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
No, it's not. Because
I hate it. The woman at the cinema was having like a panic attack over it. She was like trying to find us the right seats. So I'm like, God, whatever. Like, we're just going to sit wherever we want.
No, you can't do that, Ben.
If it's an empty cinema?
Oh, if it's an
empty... sit wherever you want. Would you, like, if someone was sitting in your seat, would you say, excuse me, ma'am, this is my seat?
Yeah, no, I'd go get the manager of the cinema and I'll get them to do it.
Oh.
You can get online now and you choose your seats online.
Groundbreaking.
You can't just take... What if I've been at home and I've gone, this is my favourite seat in the whole cinema and I've chosen it and I get there and you're in it?
Mm. Uh-uh. Yeah, I don't like it.
No, you're bad. Stick to the rules, guys. Stick to the rules.
Groundbreaking.
Now who the hell are you?
To answer your question, Madison, it's Ben and Gabe at Joy. That's who the hell we are.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Nice.
I'm following. We've got a bit of Kylie news now. It was announced the other day that she's going to be on the block.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, because I heard that she had a new career move and I was trying to figure out what it was. I thought maybe she was going to become a cardiac surgeon.
Yeah.
She could maybe have got a job in retail.
Mm.
Maybe she was like giving out free hugs at Flinders Street Station, but at the block.
I don't think that'd work, would it?
What?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, she's tiny as well. You'd crush her.
You would crush her. But there'd be a million gays wanting to hug her. Anyway, she's filmed a secret appearance on the block while she was here in March touring Australia.
Oh.
Apparently there's a gay couple on the show.
Oh, okay. I see what happened there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're gay. What are gays like?
Kylie's in town.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to come on the show, Kylie?
Exactly. Exactly. No, but that's pretty exciting. Kylie's getting back on the TV screens.
I've got a little bit of news, though. Apparently she's showing the gays how to use a drill, a sander and a hammer.
You guys would be pretty good at drilling, I would have thought.
We do like a, what's the belt that they wear?
A bum bag? No, a tool belt.
A tool belt. Nice. But I wouldn't put tools in it. I'd put like a hair dryer in it.
Yeah, yeah.
A hair straightener.
Mm-hmm. Tweezers.
I'm really stereotyping, aren't I?
Yeah, but if I got a tool belt, I would put drills in it and screws, drivers and stuff like that.
Because that's practical. Mm-hmm. That's actually something you need.
Exactly. Mm. Yes. Everyone wants their Allen keys at hand whenever they need them, right?
Allen keys.
Do you know what an Allen key is?
I do. It's that thing that can open all other things.
Nailed it.
I could do with an Allen key every once in a while. We were just talking about Toy Story before.
Yes.
I'm calling it the movie of the year, actually, by the way.
Yeah.
Loved it. I'm a pretentious Northsider. I only see one blockbuster movie a year.
Uh-huh.
That was my movie.
Who's getting best actor?
Woody.
Woody, yeah, of course. Always
Woody always wins.
In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about progressive children's TV shows with gay characters.
People must think we're obsessed with television shows, or that we haven't grown up, or that we just spend all day drinking chocolate milk, having tantrums, throwing food around, which is right.
I don't. You do. You are. Whatever you said.
I know you are, but what am I?
Stop looking at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Anyway, so Play School is going to be introducing a Indigenous character next month as part of NAIDOC Week. Her name is Kaya.
Kaya.
I love this.
Means hello in Aboriginal language.
Yes, it does.
It certainly does. So again, kids programs leading social progress.
I think it's about time.
Very exciting.
And good on you, ABC.
Mm.
They're always on the...
fingers on the pulse.
Forefront,
it's
yes,
very
thank
progressive,
you.
But they still did it on stolen lands. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I mean, it's give and take, I guess.
Yep. I feel like there's going to be a whole series of puns now.
I feel like I'm going to try and not to be too out of line here. Because I do love working at Joy. But I would like them to be like introducing Kaya, like, hello, kids, this is Kaya. We stole her land. Can you say genocide?
Yep, you got anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Yeah, cool.
That's all I got. Should I
leave
thought
we were just going to make some jokes about Jemima's plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Big Ted being a gay icon and Humpty Dumpty doing too many
Dumpties.
Dumpties in the 70s.
All right.
That's why his brain's so fried and he looks like a... But you went there.
He's fried on the inside and he will be fried on the outside. He's been up since 1966. So
he does look like he hasn't slept.
Yeah, he's been not 1 week. See, the thing is, he's worried he'll fall asleep and fall off the wall. So he's got narcolepsy.
I think he's fallen off the wall many times. Yeah. I want to know, first of all, what you think of this. I think it's great.
It is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Political jokes aside, yeah, and if Humpty Dumpty did too much acid in the 70s, mm-hmm, this is a great thing.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, our kids now are growing up with these kind of positive role models.
Yes.
And life's going to be very different from them because it's not going to be unusual and they're not going to have to be like, ooh, what's an Indigenous person? Like, it's all out there for them.
Yeah.
And slowly we can breed out the people like Israel Folau and the world will be a much happier and beautiful place.
You can keep talking, Gabe.
Okay, thank you. I didn't
Might
stop.
Not be going so well for you, but you can keep talking.
I'm a little bit all over the shop today, but that's
You're blushing.
Okay. I know.
We've got a nice little text in.
Oh, we have?
Love you, Gaby Baby.
Oh.
It's supposed to be Gabby Baby, or is it it's Gaby Baby?
Let's go
it?
With Gaby Baby. That's yeah. really nice, because it was just nice to hear you say I love you, because you don't often say nice things to me, and I know it was via the text line. Yeah. I did a bit of a cry for help earlier. I said, just send us a text and tell me that I'm loved. And someone nailed it, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I could go home now. I feel loved.
You can retire early.
I'm validated.
Yes.
So what's coming up?
We're going to be talking about Israel Folau.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be getting into the church.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, goodness me. Okay, yep, great. Some good news, though? Any good news?
I'm really angry. Oh. In fact, I'm pissed.
Oh, okay. You've all fired up.
At a couple hipsters.
Of course.
I'm so annoyed with hipsters. I'm done with them.
They're the worst. Absolutely.
They've really annoyed me.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, well, finally, hipsters have got to Ben. I've got a really funny story about the weekend. I went out for a friend's birthday and we were going to do a bit of a bar hop, but we got a little bit distracted. We stumbled along a secret society, one that I thought had long stopped. It was so much
fun.
Was
it sober house living?
No, yeah, exactly. It was a weird society that I didn't know was around still. But anyway, I'll fill you in about that as well. After years and years and years and years and years and years of putting it off, I finally saw a shrink. So
that's quite good.
I had an appointment. Yeah. I wasn't just like looking through the window stalking her. But after years of
that's
putting
great.
This off, I found out one of my biggest problems is avoidance.
Oh.
So it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Wish they had told me that years ago, but I've avoided going.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I did.
I did have a very big night on the weekend, on Friday night.
How was that?
It was great.
What did you do?
It's my friend Amanda's birthday. So
happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah. We went out on Friday night. It was going to be a quiet night and I got home and went to bed at about 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. So
you did well.
Things got very
you
messy.
You did well.
Our plan was to walk up High Street in Thornbury, Preston, Northcote, wherever it is, and go to a few bars. But we got to one bar and they were actually having a very special little concert there. And we walked in. You'll never guess what genre of music we listened to.
Was it something like this?
Yeah, it was. It was not quite as good as this. It was a Brazilian heavy metal band. Brazilian heavy metal.
How does that work?
Well, it is a group of people all dressed in black, completely head to toe dressed in black.
Back in black?
Yes.
Yeah?
It would have been so confusing in the cloakroom because it would have just been black leather jacket after black leather jacket after black leather jacket after black leather jacket after black leather jacket. It was insane. But I felt like everyone there was pretty emotionally repressed because everyone was really happy to see the band. I could tell that, but no one was smiling.
Were they a bit emo?
They were very emo. Weirdly,
lots of black eyeliner.
No black eyeliner, just a lot of band t-shirts, a lot of long hair.
Ramones.
Yeah, this Hillary is just Duff. Such a...
She used to be rock.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah, she used to be rock.
I'm guessing none of those people would know who Hillary Duff is. Absolutely no one. But you wouldn't have known that they were happy to be there because they were all just like dead face and they were just standing still except for the headbanging.
Yeah.
So they were just like a lot of long hair, the boys with the long hair had headbanging. And I think they do the headbanging to hold back the tears. I'm pretty sure.
Was it like in The Simpsons, you know, when they go to that like Lollapalooza festival and they're just like swaying from side to side?
Oh, yeah, maybe, but that was more of an up and down movement. That people were still doing the devil hands, you know, when you have your little finger and your index. I didn't think people did that anymore.
But so these people there were looking quite emotionless. I'm thinking you weren't, because you were saying that you were up till 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, I had a bit of a smile on my face. But it was super funny because we were just like watching this, me and my friend Amanda, and it looked like a parody. Like it just was a parody. All these people looking super sad, just standing there watching the music. And we were trying not to smile because I didn't think it was funny. I was having such a great time and I wasn't taking the mickey out of these people. I was actually just really enjoying this different lifestyle that I'm not a part of anymore or ever been. And it was really just, I was smiling. I was trying not to smile too much because everyone else was so serious about things. But interestingly, it was a 50-50 split of male and females.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was actually. So I think that the girls there were rocking it. They were really super cute and they were also very emo and they weren't smiling.
Music has no gender though.
No. Look, I'll be honest. The
music
guys,
has no age.
They do not. But the guys were a 2 or 3 max and the girls were like 8, 9s and 10s.
Yeah, right.
So these guys are doing
you
something,
you like your
right?
rock chicks.
Yeah, I do. We stayed the whole night. It was so much fun. I won't go again, but it was, if you want something different to do, go see a Brazilian heavy metal band.
Mm.
It was really funny.
Well, they have like, what they play like flutes.
No, they play
I know they play rock, but they
drums,
have like flute influences. Like what are the Brazilian elements of it?
Well, when the Brazilian band
do
hit
you remember
the stage,
that? Do you remember the night? Yeah.
I remember everything. I couldn't actually tell if they were singing Brazilian or English. Like we seriously
You
had...
probably just saw an AC/DC tribute band. Yeah. You know, that you just thought they were Brazilian.
Oh, one more thing. Oh. They all take great pride in their hair. Most of the guys had really long hair so they could sway it around when they're headbanging.
Mm.
And I swear to God, every single one of them had washed and blow dried their hair and put conditioner in it before they arrived.
Good.
The hair was amazing.
I like a clean rocker.
It was beautiful hairs. Anyway, it was
We've had a donation.
Oh, yeah. Robert from Burnley, you are an absolute legend.
Thanks, Robert from Burnley.
You have donated $125 to Joy.
We'll take it.
It's amazing. We really super, super appreciate that. Hey, everybody, be more like Robert.
Someone who you might not want to be like is Israel Folau.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't be like him.
You were feeling a little bit happy though on Monday. You texted me and I saw it on your Facebook as well.
Yeah. I've found God.
You found God?
I was raised Catholic and I'll admit I strayed from the path of righteousness, but I'm back on board. I think I might start going to church again. There is a God.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
If the cancellation of Israel Folau's GoFundMe page doesn't say there is a God, then what does? Seriously, this is so amazing.
It was great news.
I know.
It was nice news. There was a little ray of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. My grandma is going to be so happy. I'm going to go to church with her on Sunday. Probably won't, actually. But
ironic, though, that then the Australian Christian lobby has now gotten involved.
Yeah, okay. Oh, they did too, didn't they? Oh, yeah. There isn't a God.
So
maybe. Sorry, Grandma, I'm not coming to church with you.
They've already helped him raise $1.6
million. 1.6. Ugh, it's such a disgrace.
Should it be fair noting that Israel Folau has millions of dollars in his bank account?
Exactly.
And Rugby Australia was paying him millions of dollars?
Yeah, he doesn't need
And
money.
He already, didn't he do the... didn't he do some like photo shoots for like DNA magazine a few years ago?
He did. Some people say that he's potentially a closeted homosexual man.
Right.
But I don't kind of play into that theory. I just think he's a bigot and nobody like just
I don't know, I just think he keeps finding ways to make money off the LGBT community.
Yeah, well, they're certainly not donating to his fund, but it is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous and it's heartbreaking because we've all done so much to fight to be heard and then you've got some bigot like him just making it's just terrible that people are like getting on board with him. It's gross.
Did you see Magda Savansky though? She started up her own GoFundMe.
Yes, and what was that called?
Which will go towards LGBT charities.
Yeah, excellent. So
she wants to stamp out the hate.
Mm-hmm. So donate to Joy, and then any money you got left over, donate to Magda, because she will put it towards a good
cause. Love you, Magda. If you're listening, we're huge fans of you.
Yep.
I'm getting on board, though, too, Gabe.
Yes,
you are. I've decided to release my own charity single.
Oh, wow. So you're raising money for the LGBTQI plus community?
Well, you know what? I was like the underdog, so I thought I'd help out the Australian Christian lobby.
No, Ben. What?
Well, they need a little bit more help, don't they?
They need a lot of help, but please don't give them money. I don't think they need help in the way you imagine.
Yeah, look, you know how there was Live Aid?
Yeah.
You know, Feed the World?
Yeah.
This is going to rock your world. This is going to trump Live Aid.
I didn't realize you were a singer, actually. This comes as a surprise to me.
This is going to rock your socks off. This is an early preview of the song.
So you made the song and you're going for
it. Made with local Melbourne producers.
Yeah.
We're going to premiere it now.
Go for it. I feel like I've heard this one before. It's a cover. Ben's dancing.
If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? Australian Christian Lobby. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you going to call? Australian Christian Lobby. Yeah.
Do you see something strange in your environment?
I'm afraid of no gays.
Very good. I like it.
I'm afraid of no gays. I reckon we've got a hit on our hands.
I think you might.
Yeah.
You got something on your
Number
hands.
Number one, I reckon.
You say hit. I reckon add another letter. Let's add an S.
I'm coming for you, Madonna. I'm coming for you.
That is so good. I am
going to be releasing that later on Spotify.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, download it now. It's hilarious. So obviously, you're not a trained... Are you self-taught with your singing?
Self-taught.
I could not have noticed.
I do it with the shower on, so like with the steam.
Oh, well.
Help with my vocal cords.
I'll give you the tip. It doesn't help. Does it?
Eat your heart out, Susan Boyle.
It feels reductive.
Loving Madonna chiming in this morning. Well, she's got a new album to promote, so, you know.
I love that you get onto a sound effect and you just go hard on it. It's good.
Everyone's writing in about my song too, aren't they, that I just premiered?
There's been lots of agents contacting Ben. You're going to have a manager by the end
Simon
of the day.
Simon Cowell said he'd never heard anything like it.
Yeah, nobody's heard anything like that, man. Sydney hit the nail on the head.
I'm angry.
You are.
I'm going to get really angry.
Yes, okay.
Because a couple hipsters the other day really annoyed me.
Oh, the hipsters.
Yeah, the hipsters.
What have they done this time?
I'm going to tell you right after this. This is atrocious. Ben's angry. I'm annoyed. Ben's angry. What an outrage. Ben's angry. This is outrageous. Ben's angry. I've never been so offended in my life. Ben's angry. I'm angry.
You're angry.
I went to dinner the other night.
Yes.
A Thai restaurant.
Yep.
Lovely dinner.
Yeah,
loved
Thai.
It.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. What you eat. Doesn't matter.
Had a yellow curry.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Nice.
Mm. Won't tell you the restaurant.
Thai's people are usually very lovely. Why would you have
they
had a
were.
Problem?
The restaurant was great. What I did have a problem with was the hipsters sitting next to me.
They go,
excuse me, could we get some chopsticks?
Oh.
Now, let me just say something here.
Go ahead.
Chopsticks are great.
Yep.
Love eating with them.
Yeah.
Amazing invention.
Yeah.
We all love the chopstick.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love the chopstick?
Mm-hmm.
But let me fill you in on something.
Okay. Tell me about
that. If you're going to have a fork.
Yeah.
You're not going to ask for the chopstick. They got to get out of jail free card. Everyone always kind of wants the fork. Everyone kind of would appreciate eating with the fork, but you're not going to, you know, upset things. You're not going to be like, oh, sorry, can I just get the fork?
Yeah,
you don't really want to ask for it. It's a sensitive topic.
Yeah. But Thais really eat with chopsticks. Actually, Thais love a spoon.
Mm,
Thais use a spoon to eat their curries.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess so.
They do. They do when I was there.
I think we got given spoons and forks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is that a thing? Is that?
It is definitely a thing. I lived in Thailand for a while, actually.
Mm.
My parents live there.
Anyway, I just think these hipsters were kind of thinking they were like, you know, being a bit cool. Like, oh, no, we don't eat with a fork.
Yeah.
We only eat with a chopstick.
And so they gave them chopsticks?
Groundbreaking.
Yeah. No, they gave them chopsticks.
Yeah.
They got to get out of jail free card.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dirty hipsters.
I'd love it.
What would you go for? What would you prefer? Come on.
If I was eating Thai food, I'd definitely use a fork and spoon.
Yeah. I love chopsticks.
Yeah. Oh, you know what would have been really cool? Yeah. If they'd given the hipsters straws to use as chopsticks.
I was sitting there like, all right, you've proven your point.
It feels reductive.
Is that a new sound effect you've got there,
Yeah,
Ben?
Yeah, it is.
Now, news update. Since our recording of this episode, an agent has gotten in contact with Ben and matched him with a producer, and they've got back into the studio, made some changes, and I think you'll agree that the new version of ACL Busters is new and improved. Is it good? I think you should be the judge of that.
Ooh, yeah, I love this beat. Something strange in your neighborhood. Who are you gonna call? Australian Christian Lobby. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you gonna call? Australian Christian Lobby. Yeah. I ain't afraid of no gays. Yeah. I think we've got a hit on our hands. Move over, Live Aid, I'm coming for ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.